Sarah and I put up this episode last year around this time, so this is just a republishing of that episode. If you missed it or if you're new, preparing for Advent now, a way, just some tangible tips and some of our experience of just how we can get ready for Advent now, just kind of like make a plan and some other tangible things so that you can fully enjoy the Advent and then Christmas season. Thanks so much.
This is Laughs and Littles, a conversation about friendship and faith in the midst of motherhood. Life is better when we do it together, so grab a load of laundry and join us for some laughs.
So everyone always talks about how busy Christmas gets and Advent just sneaks up on them or flies by, and we want to tonight brainstorm some ways we can get ready now in a physical, emotional, and mental ways. And I keep talking about this.
And spiritual.
And spiritual ways. Did I not say that? Thank you. I think I meant that by emotional.
Okay.
Thank you, Sarah. Correct. I've been talking about this so much that Clara the other day, like, reflected it back to me. She was like, yeah, because, like, Advent's the time to pray. And I was like, yeah, and watch, like, Christmas movies and do fun things. So, like, it was, so I feel like it's a good thing to talk about. We can't talk about it too much.
Take, Lord, and receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, and my entire will. All I have and call my own, you have given all to me. To you, Lord, I return it. Everything is yours. Do with it what you will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me.
So with presents, my goal, shout out to my friend Becca, she told me this years ago that her goal is to have everything like wrapped and all Christmas cards sent before Advent. So I've never like made that 100%, but even if you can do like most of that, just to like have it in your mind, I was astounded, never like heard of that or thought of that. So the biggest thing that I did this year, which was a tip that I got from the Diane on Minimalist Moms, she talked about like, if you're feeling like you're getting too many presents from family members for Christmas, or like the types of presents aren't what you're really going to use, talk to them about it before it's like Christmas or birthday season. Like, have the conversation before things are crazy. And like me, I know both my sides of the family are really generous, which is great. It's like totally a champagne problem. And I know I have friends who like, they, you know, they wish their you know, parents or husband's parents were able to contribute or were more generous, whatever it may be. So champagne problem, totally acknowledge. But the first thing that I did was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, FaceTimed and called family members to talk about this, to talk. And I said to them, so we're going to continue with our tradition of one big present, which can be like a present for all three kids or one for each Christmas morning. And then one small present or like a fraction of a present on each 12 days of Christmas, and then one big present and Epiphany. And the reaction to that was like, okay, you know, okay. Just kind of like confused.
Why,
like,
are you telling me this in September?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. For sure. But, and so, okay, so what I did an Amazon wish list of things that would be good for the kids. And I was really honored. My mother-in-law actually just like bought what she wanted for the kids from that list now. And I responded to her and I was like, thank you so much. Like, you're really honoring me by helping me with my Advent goals. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Alex and I chatted. We are just doing cards.
Like writing each other a nice card.
Yeah. Yeah. We used to write a lot of cards when we were dating in high school, and some years we do presents, some years we do cards, so we just like touch base on what it is, so there's no surprises.
Nice. I am the same way. I really like getting things done before Advent. I like getting the Christmas cards out, and well, I don't wrap presents until we get to New Jersey, so we do Christmas with Chris's family. I just have a lot of time when I'm there, so.
Yeah.
I have my list ahead of time, but I usually know like, okay, I want to get these things. And so I'm going to wait until mm-hmm. they go on sale, but I'm like prepared. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chris is the kind of person who waits last minute, like I'll just go to Barnes and Noble and find things for my brothers. And I'm like, like on December 23rd. And I'm like,
hey,
please,
that, like, don't to my do that. Core is the most upsetting thing. That's so, does he see it as a problem?
No. Well, so I am like, okay, what should we get for this person? I don't know what to get. Can I give this to you? And he's like, sure. And I just have to let go of, like, okay, you will get this done on, it will happen. And like,
And I'm sure he's not stressed about it.
He's not stressed,
like,
at all.
His personality type is like, well, I'll just go on the 23rd. But to me, the reason that's so upsetting for me, and we know I'm just a very emotional person, as we've just done the Enneagram, and that my emotions are raging. So I have strong emotions about everything. But the reason that's upsetting to me is because I'm like, that's the time to, like, be preparing for Christmas morning mass. Like, I know you guys do Christmas Eve mass, and we really love the Christmas morning, you know, potato, potato. But to me, I'm like, I want to get ready for that, and I want to, like, spend every moment, you know, like, not worrying. But I would worry, and he probably wouldn't worry. So that's just the difference.
Yeah.
But I also, like, if you're with family, because I've definitely been in situations where I was, like, with family on those days, and then, like, family couldn't participate in family gatherings because they were, like, buying / wrapping presents. And that inflamed my soul with anger.
No, this is like a sort of like a family tradition with him and his siblings to hit the mall together to get last minute gifts together.
I don't like it, but it's not my life. Yeah. Oh, what did you get Kiara?
I got her a Mary doll.
Aww.
Yeah, so the sweet. Be a Heart Mary doll was on sale. It was like Labor Day. It was St. Anne's feast day. So it's like labor with her to give birth to Mary. And I thought it was like, I thought it was super cute. Anyway,
cute.
I got her a doll because she's really into dolls now. And I was getting something for my goddaughter also. So I,
Santa. Mm. So we talk about this, our personal opinions on what we have done with Santa in episode 19, Santa Claus. But whatever you're doing, because it's your life, this is the time to think about how your family wants to do it, intentionally to do, avoid, not do Santa, like whatever it is, just make the choice before the emotions of, like, you get swept up in the emotions. Just like you and your spouse, same page. Is that good?
Yeah. If you want a juicy conversation about Santa Claus, you can go back to our episode 19 on that.
I'm sweating as normal. Oh, and Christmas cards. I mean, I love that we have this show because it, like, literally makes me be better. I finally, like, a month and a half ago got my compost started, all because, like, our Laudato Si episode, I, like, told everyone I would, and I kept thinking, like, I gotta do it. It was a big process to, like, get started, but I finally have compost. And so in thinking about getting ready for this episode, I now this evening was working on my Christmas cards.
Nice.
I'm not gonna send them until after Thanksgiving, because that's, I can see it being weird, people receiving it too early, but, like, just to have it totally ready in the closet to, like, put in the mail right after Thanksgiving.
Your sexuality is good, holy, and beautiful. If that doesn't feel true, you're in the right place. We believe Jesus knows your sexual brokenness and is inviting you to wholeness. We hope to bring you that invitation every week as we explore topics from friendship to fantasy, loneliness to lust, and more. We are dedicated to helping you connect your struggle to your story and your story to God, because every bit of you is sacred by design.
Yeah, I love receiving Christmas cards, so I like getting mine out early also. Just be like, remember me, send me a card, because you got mine. Yeah, I like having them ready. I think November 1st is, like, I'm making them so that I can order it. But I put on the calendar for October. I was like, a goal for October is to get a family photo for our card. Mm-hmm. And then the first week mm-hmm. of Advent, I'm usually putting them in the mail.
Yeah. I've had really simple Christmas cards in the past, too. Some of them have been more complex. Some have been really simple. But I feel like my family is so spread out over the country that it's just, it's like the one tangible way that people can mm-hmm. see my kids growing up and stay in contact. And I feel like on my side and Alex's side, like, we are on good terms with every single family member. And I do think that, like, doing the Christmas cards and making sure everyone knows our address and, like, what we're doing is a part of it. Like, keeping in touch, you know. I've always loved sending cards. So, to me, doing Christmas cards is super important. It's not, like, one more thing I have to do or, like, to make sure everyone knows how cute we are. Like, no, it's a really beautiful way to connect with people. And, yeah, I love getting them, too. I remember yours from last year. You said you wrote on there that Zaylee was a force to be reckoned with.
Still true.
Still true. Oh. And the toy purging. This is a great thing to do. You'd like, and can tell your kids, especially if, as they're starting to get older, if they're really little, you don't have to do it with them because to really little kids, everything is special and important. But with bigger kids, saying, you know, hey, you're about to get new stuff. You know, what do you have that could be in a new home? And I haven't used this one with my kids, but shout out to Morgan and Dean, my goddaughter's parents. Last year, they said, I remember after Christmas, so like the kids had received Christmas presents from grandparents. And then Morgan said to them, okay, so now is this something that you think you'd use or something that could find a better home? And that hadn't really occurred to me of like doing it right then and there. Cause I always think like, well, just let them play with it for like 2 or 3 months and then maybe they'll get bored. But I'm gonna like be thinking about that if something comes in. I don't know. But anyway, just like during or before Advent, doing some kind of like purge of your own stuff. And as if you're like feeling the draw, if you're like, I really want to go to the mall and shopping and I love buying stuff and I want to be generous and I want to get stuff for us and I want my house to be beautiful, I would encourage you to like clean out your own stuff first. Like clean out your kitchen shelf, like one shelf a day, wipe it out. Like going through your stuff really shows you how much you already have and don't need to buy more.
Yeah, I really like that one. Both the kitchen and my own stuff, and then also the including kids in thinking about what gets used, what doesn't get used, what could go to a new home. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And starting it early so that people will want the things I'm giving away and they're not overwhelmed by like, oh, we're just about to get all this new stuff for Christmas too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
St. Nicholas.
Yes. You are great at this. I'm catching
up.
Oh,
I just have a thing. Yeah.
Tell me
what you
do.
I feel like I have a set St. Nicholas feast day thing. And partly it's because my girls get so many presents at Christmas with the in-laws that it's like my time to give them little gifts. So I do, each year I give each kid a book. I put an orange in their shoe and like the chocolate coins. Last year, I think I had some stickers, so I threw those in there.
Why is it the oranges again?
I don't know. I see that in other people's Instagram pictures.
I understand the chocolate coins because St. Nicholas gave the coins because the girls didn't have dowries. But okay, let's look up the orange thing.
Yeah, my friend who is Dutch did the oranges too. So I'm not sure where that comes from.
We'll find out. We'll put a link below and we'll figure out. I recently did a peg doll swap of Marian apparitions. So I'm going to be giving the kids Marian dolls in their
shoes.
That's
awesome. That's the next one I think I would want to do. Next peg doll swap.
Mm-hmm.
Our collection is really male heavy after doing the apostle swap.
All right. And then once you get to Advent, during Advent, my plan is to be delivering bread to my neighbors and local friends with the Christmas card because I've been super into making bread, just like flour, salt. Actually, I'll put my recipe below. Shout out to my friend Karen who got me into that because I can do two loaves every time I make it and either like save one for an extra day or two or give it away. Last year I did cookies, but this year I'm going to do the bread because people love getting bread and there's like so many sweets that go around.
Nice.
And oh, that's also when I give people like our kid artwork and like purge any of like Claire's projects that need to be cleared out.
That's great. Yeah, that's a good idea with the art. I never make enough Christmas cards to give to local friends, or like rarely. I guess I didn't last year because we were still pretty new here. Maybe I want to do that this year.
I used to not, and I would get not like annoyed, but I was like, why? Like, I don't get the point, because I'm thinking, okay, people who are getting my Christmas cards are people who don't see me all the time. And yeah, it's like kind of odd to just like hand someone a picture. But when it's accompanied with like the gift or a short visit, I think Shayla really inspired me on this, because Shayla, like the last few years, has like dropped off like something cute at my house with a card. And I'm like, oh, this is sweet. So Shayla's warmed my heart. Okay, wait, you like making gingerbread. I do not like how gingerbread taste. Oh, this morning in mass, we're in the back cry room, and so the kids are chatting and whatnot, which is fine. And Paul randomly like went under one of the chairs, and we heard him say, "You can't catch me, I'm the gingerbread boy," like so randomly. And Alex and I were like, huh. Okay, but you like gingerbread men. Okay.
Yeah, nice. Molasses. I just don't eat molasses very much, so then every December
I'm
like,
put in oatmeal.
I know. See, okay, my Instacart is ending soon. Aldi doesn't sell molasses, so molasses has not been in my life. Mm-hmm. But pretty soon, the world is my oyster. I can go shop anywhere I want. And you underbake it. I don't want hard gingerbread. I want like really soft gingerbread. Right. Anyway, my neighbor puts out Gatorade bottles on our trash cans so that the, you know, garbage collector guys can like have a pick me up as they're doing their job. So that inspired me to like wrap our extra gingerbread men and put them out on the garbage cans as like a Christmas treat.
How? That sounds like a great idea. I would love to do that, because we always run out, because ours is like right in the middle of the day and Paul loves to go watch it. I'm worried they would think it was trash.
I think you'd have to put like, you know, a ribbon and a card to be like, clearly like, this is for you.
Yeah, don't trash this. That's a good idea. Okay, I'll think about that. That's a nice one. Because that's what people used to do, right? Like, give your mailman and your, you know, garbage man a present and spread Christmas cheer.
Your milkman.
Your milkman. That would be great. Okay, that's a great idea.
This episode is sponsored by Choose Life, a Catholic business that seeks to equip all Catholics with rosaries for life. They make beautiful gemstone rosaries as well as silicone ones for babies and toddlers. And each rosary is named after a saint, and the colors have been carefully chosen to reflect different parts of that saint's life. They have silicone mama teething necklaces, decade rings, wooden bead rosary bracelets for men. Everything is really high quality and would make an amazing gift.
Yeah. We get a lot of questions from you guys about, you know, how to raise Catholic kids, especially when they're really little. And as we talked about in our very first episode, so much of it is, you know, your own personal relationship with Christ, making sure that your marriage is solid and you're putting effort into that. But the other big thing, other than, you know, like going to mass, this is what you can do. Pray the rosary. I feel like I've always been passionate about the rosary, but it has really, really grown over the last year or two. And in thinking about Mary coming to St. Dominic and asking and telling him, you know, pray the rosary, that all of the faithful should be praying the rosary every day. She has asked us to do this. This is like the strongest sword that we have. So we'll link to their website, Choose Life, below, where you can find free resources on how to pray the rosary, information about each mystery, and even a free rosary audio version of each mystery, so you can listen and pray along. And you guys will get 10% off your order with the code LAUGHSANDLITTLES10. See, but I feel like I wouldn't have time for thinking about things like that if I was like rushing to wrap presents and send out Christmas cards. Giving the trash man a present is like an extra thing, but if I can like do all these other things, and these are good things, like we're not trying to just like fill up the season and make it busier, you know, Advent is a time to be generous and to reflect and pray and have patience, get ready. So other things are during Mass, during Advent, going to Mass as much as possible is our goal. Our family has been going to daily Mass a few times a week since school started, which has been really great. So making time for that, making space for that, because that can be a lot of work. Like, we had a party we were at on Sunday, and we were the first to leave. Big surprise. Like, oh, even though we left like 25 minutes after the party was, like, quote unquote, supposed to end, because it was like the next day was going to Mass in the morning, and we had to, like, make sure we were ready. So anyway.
And doubly hard when you got to get snow boots and everything on kids, and it's dark and cold.
Yep. So enjoying the snow, being ready for the snow, all of that. Alex and I loved the show Vikings on the History Channel. It was a great show. I'm not like going to endorse it to every single person, but we did personally love it. Well, because there's a lot of stuff in it. But, you know, it reminds you very, very clearly of a time when people, like, do not have insulated houses and, like, heating pads. And, like, if you're weak, you die in the winter. You have to be ready for the winter. So I think we've lost some of that, like, you know, if you know, Sarah and I are both from California, so we didn't grow up having to deal with this. You now in D.C. have a very mild winter. I still have the Midwest winter. But yeah, like, mentally getting ready for that and having, like, a good attitude. So for me, I know, like, okay, making sure my house is clean when I go to bed at night, and so that, like, when I wake up in the morning, I can, like, put on a candle or do the diffuser, because it's so dark in the morning. Like, even now when we're leaving for Mass in the morning, like, it's still so dark. And so, like, being cheerful is a good conscious choice that we should choose. And, you know, during Advent, it is a good time to be thinking about that consciously. Right now I'm reading a Mother Teresa reflection book, and she is always talking about, like, love and letting God love you, letting him, and letting God love others through you. So for me, that means, like, a clean kitchen and a candle. It might not for everyone.
Yeah, I really like slowing down and, like you're saying, like, starting to appreciate the darkness and how we bring candles out into the home. And so just kind of, I think of Advent, I think of sitting by our tree in the dark and just, like, looking at the lights and trying to just slow down, quiet my heart, really want to figure out how to make our fireplace work this year. Like, getting cozy.
See, now you just took it to the next level, because I didn't mean, like, appreciating the darkness. I meant, like, dealing with it. But that's a great perspective of, like, yeah, the darkness makes things quiet. That's awesome. I should learn to appreciate it.
And, you know, all the imagery there with, like, the light is coming into the world. That's what we're getting ready for. Yeah.
I love it.
Advent wreaths. Oh, I love Advent. Advent is my favorite liturgical season. I'm getting pumped. I make a point to get a bunch of books, too. Like, mm-hmm. Advent books, Christmas books, mm-hmm. books from the library, and then the Christmas book collection we're creating with my St. Nicholas tradition. So having those out and going through them, mm-hmm. and just, yeah, getting mm-hmm. snuggly and reading.
I remember last year we read, like, 9 different versions of the Nutcracker story. And it was so fun. It was so fun. And so, like, 2 of them were disturbing, but I have been thinking, okay, like, what kind of devotional will I want? Because some, like, church always has, or some event, there's, like, an Advent book. But as I was preparing for this episode, I was thinking I should just print out and pray every day the Litany of Humility.
Ooh.
Actually, I have that in a little prayer book. That, I think, is going to be my Advent prayer.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a challenging one.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like all the things that I don't feel but would pray to feel.
Yeah, in the past I've done, like, the Blessed Is She Advent mm-hmm. journal. I think I did that twice. Or praying night prayer with Chris, or some kind of prayer with Chris. Mm-hmm. I think I may be confusing that with Lent, but I have these memories of, like, singing with him in the evenings with a candle mm-hmm. or the tree. Last year I read The Reed of God by Carol Houselander, and that was amazing. Mm-hmm. That's a really good Advent book, because it's just, like,
beautiful reflections on, and Mary carrying God, you know, being the vessel mm-hmm. of God.
Mm. I'm probably going to ask for some kind of reading recommendation again this year. Something to curl up by a candle with.
So we also put in here staying healthy. And you probably can attest to this since John is sick right now. And like when someone's sick, it just like the whole world
boogers
stops.
Everywhere. Just so many boogers.
Which like on the one hand, like is inevitable. But for me, I am thinking like, okay, not to overdo it on sweets, to be intentional as possible. And junk food, processed food. And for me, I'm starting to think like, okay, how am I going to work out inside and outside whenever I can? Because I can't serve my family as I want to if I'm just lethargic from processed foods and not moving my body. So I'm just trying to think about it now. I was starting to think about wanting to get my kids flu shots next month, which I have to call for. Just like thinking about these things beforehand and what kind of soups I want to make. Because it's kind of hard. It's like it hits the season when there's the most processed foods, the most sweets, and the least outdoor time,
mm-hmm.
which is like all things working against kids.
Mm-hmm.
So like wanting to set up not only me, but my kids for success. So that yeah. party we went to on Sunday, it was only desserts. And so we told the kids, because you can't like not have a dessert when you go to a dessert party. Like that's ridiculous. That's a ridiculous expectation, obviously. But in the car, we were like, you each get to pick one dessert, enjoy it, and pick whichever one you want. And of course, they like whined and whined wanting a second one and a third one. And we were just like, no. And then they like eventually let it go. So it's just like thinking about like if you're going to a party or a gathering even at your friend's house, saying that in the car beforehand. Yeah. And it's just like, yep, that's like the rule, like one treat. That's like totally reasonable, one treat.
I'm starting to dread Halloween already.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's me every year. Strangers yeah. coming to my house asking for free things, people jumping out at me terrified, my kids like wanting treats, any event at night. It is like my least, I'm such a Halloween hater. I try to be a good spirit. I
mean, I had a lot of fun trick-or-treating last year, but then just like the amount of candy that is then in our house. And mm-hmm. I'm like, my impulse is to give it all away, but Chris loves candy. So then I'm like, okay, you just need to eat this all super fast so the girls don't eat it. Like
I do hide it away. And then like I would give one to the kids each day and throw one away each day.
Ooh,
so the pile would like very slowly decrease in a sneaky way. Yeah.
That's a good idea. Because yeah, we were yeah. doing one a day and it lasted for so long. I was like,
yeah.
I think we That's hit Christmas so and we like had just run out of Halloween candy. And I was like, no.
Yep. Yeah. That's crazy. That's a lot. I did read a really good Catholic Halloween book last year. I can't remember right now. I'll link to it.
I just ordered Emergency and I accidentally ordered a box of 12.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So we are stocked up.
Okay. Did you think that it was really expensive when you were ordering it?
I was looking at the like price per unit. Okay. So it was cheaper because it was bulk. And
Yeah.
And then I also, but then I realized I can't get my girls to drink that still. Like no one likes it
really?
Except for me. So I got elderberry fizz and Evangeline at least is drinking that now. And then I got like
nice
elderberry syrup also. And she's also into that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, yeah, we're starting that kind of
Look
stuff
you
already.
Go. Today I said to Paul, okay, we're going to go do some juicing. And he was like, can you make me a ginger shot? And I was like, you're my favorite. I didn't say that, but like internally, because he loves like a nice spicy, like we'll let the kids like take a pinky of if we're having a drink of something. And like if it's like a gin or like a whiskey, Paul is always like, that's good.
Wow.
And he has, he's got like such a diverse. And so when it's these like ginger shots that I make that are really, really strong ginger, I didn't make one for you when you were here, but like really strong. And he loves them. And he's grown accustomed to them. So I am like beyond proud, crunchy, outgoing. The girls are like, that's super spicy. Oh, goodness. I was thinking tonight, I'm going to tell Alex I want to watch Serendipity with him this Christmas season.
Oh, forgot about that movie.
It's been a while. It's a super cheeseball one. I love that movie. Cheeseball movie. It's so cute. I love all the Hallmark, not all of them, and they are like all the same movie.
Yes.
Sometimes I hate them, sometimes I love them. I go back and forth. I love listening to Christmas music. Alex will push me sometimes. He's like, I'm sick of the
pop
Christmas music. Yeah, and he wants like more of the hymns. And I like it all. I could list. I'm the person that like wants to start listening to Christmas music in September. So
that like is so funny to me. That's like one of your funny quirks.
Why?
I just would not expect that of you.
I especially love, I have like an instrumental Christmas music playlist on Pandora. And sometimes throughout the year, no matter what month, I'll listen to that privately if I'm sad. Because I love Christmas. So I don't know. It makes me happy.
Oh. I think I try my hardest to stick to Advent hymns for as long as I can. But like, there just aren't that many of them.
You can only and do so I've listened to the same. So many times.
Yeah. Like the same, I don't know what it is, some group of nuns, like album, like 100 times. And I'm like, okay, it's still like 3 weeks till Christmas.
Oh yeah. No,
I so just I mix go it up with it. Some other things, but.
Cause it's fun. See, that's the thing is I'm not just trying to just pray and reflect and like sit with my candle.
Well,
not
see,
just
so I that. Think we don't do the 12 days of Christmas with the presents continuing. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm saving in my mind. I'm trying to save like some of the music and some of the movies for that time. Mm. But then it never really works out like that because we get to New Jersey and it all starts before Christmas anyway. So
because it's fun.
It's like whatever. Yeah.
I know people who don't do Christmas decorations until like Christmas and then they keep it up till like February. To me, I'm like, you think you better than everyone else.
Yeah. People weren't getting their tree until Gaudete Sunday. Is that what it, no, that's Lent. Is that? No, that's Advent.
That's
the
Advent.
The pink one, the third one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to do that. I want my tree. Because we're not here for that long. Like, I want to get my tree and enjoy it here as long as I can.
I mean, it's cool. Everyone's got their traditions.
Yeah.
We have started doing like a family movie night on the weekend, like every 2 or 3 weeks. Because otherwise the kids do not, like in the history of us having kids, they don't watch a movie unless it's like someone's very, very sick. Like if Alex or I are very, very sick. But as they're older, they're more fun to be around. They're more fun to watch movies with.
Yeah.
And so we've been doing it. And it's been especially like on a Saturday, if we have no plans, by like 2:30, we'll be like, yeah, let's do a movie. We're both exhausted. But for Christmas, this will be really fun. I'm excited to like show them some more Christmas movies.
Yeah, I didn't think about that at all because I don't particularly like Christmas movies. But we do a weekly movie night. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I will steer
Polar
them
Express.
Towards. Yeah, we haven't seen the Polar Express.
Yeah.
I really liked The Star. I was on Netflix a couple years ago. That was so cute.
Oh, that.
The animated one.
Yeah.
It's got the Pixar feel where there's like some jokes for the adults, but it's like still very the animals telling the Christmas story.
Cute.
Yeah.
I can't wait for my kids to be old enough to watch Elf.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably too young right
now. I didn't grow up with that one. I've only seen Elf like one time.
I don't know if you would love it. Do you like Will Ferrell?
I do like Will Ferrell. Yeah.
Okay, then you might. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I would watch it again. I was like, this is funny.
Yeah.
But because I didn't grow up with it, it wasn't like as hilarious.
Anyway, see all this fun stuff. It's coming, but there's like work to do before that. There's like the other work that especially we as the moms are like keeping the household turning.
Yeah.
So I hope this isn't like a ton or overwhelming. And it is early to think about. But the point is just to think about it before you get to the middle of Advent.
Last year, I got an email from a neighbor and on Halloween, she was like, happy Halloween, everyone. Christmas is coming in all caps. And was like, start your Advent prep now with me. We can do this. Yeah.
I was like, oh, yes, good point. And I like started working on my Christmas card that day.
That's awesome. My problem, what I did last year was I ordered my Christmas cards too early and then I lost momentum. So I'm trying not to do that this year.
And you can get sales. Like you miss out on some sales.
My Christmas, I bought like 50 Christmas cards for $4.50 from, so it was not, I just did like a 4x6s from Costco, but I made on like a free website, like a Christmas card template.
Nice.
All right. Can you tell me something, Sarah, that made you laugh this week?
I don't know if this will be funny, but it made me laugh out loud. So it counts. Zaylee is night trained, but every so often will pee her bed. And she did it on a night that had been super rainy. Like she had gotten caught out in the rain on a walk and like a downpour thunderstorm. So she'd gotten soaked earlier in the night and her clothes, you know, were drenched. In the night when she peed and I was helping her, I like got her a towel, got her blanket situated, just getting her back in bed. But her lovey giraffe blanket, Margaret, was soaked with pee.
Oh.
And so I could tell she's like looking for it. She's like reaching around trying to find Margaret. So I like hand her Margaret the soaked side, like so she can touch it and realize, oh, this is wet. I can't sleep with this. She touches it and goes, oh, it's wet. And I was like, yeah. She was like, from the rain? And I was like, no, from your pee.
Yeah, I cracked up for a while.
Oh, we hope you have a great week with lots of laughs with your littles.